Where's the dude singing Hey There Delilah? Like, Delilah's in New York City, but he's 1,000 miles away.
Then where's the dude?
To find out, I drew in 1,000-mile radius circle around New York City to find some likely candidates, and something immediately popped out to me. This radius could indicate that the plain white tees are stranded in the Bermuda Triangle. But he did say I'd walk to you if I had no other way, so we should eliminate places that are not walkable to New York. This includes the Bahamas and Newfoundland. This leaves us with vast stretches of Canadian wilderness and American Midwesternness. From here, we have to rely on probability. Most likely, the singer is in a population hub. There's a few small towns that show up on the circle, but we're looking for a city. I tried looking at the music video for some clues. Clearly, Delilah is in New York City, taking the subway, walking down a rainy street, but the dude is just strumming his guitar in an empty room while his bandmates just hang out off to the side waiting for him to finish up. Well, it's not completely empty. There's a folding chair and a bottle on the floor. A classic male living space. But nothing that could tell us where... Wait, look. A clue. Texas. Billy Bob's Texas. It's a honky-tonk in Fort Worth. Unfortunately, Fort Worth is 1,400 miles away from New York City, so this was a red herring. What cities are even on the circle, though? Minneapolis is slightly too far away, leaving the most likely candidate to be Tampa, Florida. From Tampa, you could take planes and trains and cars, and even walk up the Appalachian Trail if you had no other way. So I can confidently place that Delilah's admirer was living in Tampa when they sang the song. In 2008, the Plain White Tees were nominated at the Grammys for Song of the Year, which they lost to Amy Winehouse's Rehab, which... Yeah. Look at how 2008 those outfits are. Hang on. Who's this?
One of the cool things about the red carpet, because we're going to give you the red carpet secrets, is you get these little cheat sheets from the publicists as they walk by, so you know who the heck you're talking to. But then again, some people you recognize, like these guys right here, Taryn.
We are with the Plain White Tees, and we're blessed to have Miss Delilah herself, the inspiration behind this song.
So, Hey There Delilah isn't a completely fictional song. It was based on a girl that Tom Higginson met at a party one time and never dated.
Tom, why would your grand gesture of love be that you would walk very far to see someone, when that someone is a competitive cross-country runner?